Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever.
I will create a new federal task force on fighting anti-Christian bias. And its mission will be to investigate all forms of illegal discrimination, harassment, and persecution against Christians in America. And we want to thank each and every one of the believers in this room for your prayers and your incredible support. I really did appreciate it. Something was working, that we know. Something was working, so I thank you very much.
Well, did you see the Olympics opening ceremony? So demonic. We're going to discuss that one today. Enemies losing, and it's now exposing how stupid they really are. They get back into a corner, they lash out with their evil, they're trying to bring fear and tempt the Lord, our God. It's not going to work. We will discuss this. Kamala, strange comms from the crypt. Israel, an encouragement from our nation at the end. You don't want to miss this, folks. We've got a lot to cover. Here we go.
Up for Biden, but, you know, he didn't want to do what he did. He said, I'll never go out. I'll never, ever go out. 2 days later, I'm proud to go out. Because the fascists went after him. They threatened him with the 25th Amendment. They said, we can do it the nice way or we can do it the hard way, Joe. That's what happened. I know as many people on that side as I know on our side, so to speak. But that's what happened. They said, we can do it the hard way. We can do it the easy way. 25th Amendment if you don't go. And he said, oh, I'll go. And now they're trying to make him into a brave hero. He's so brave. Last night he made, or the other night he made a speech behind the beautiful Resolute desk in the Oval Office. And look, I'm not looking to knock. I want to give people credit or not credit. It was horrible. And then you turn on to, like, CNN and MSDNC, the worst. They're just horrible. And they're saying one of the finest speeches we've ever seen. I mean, Churchillian, somebody said. Churchill, Winston Churchill. No, Winston had it on him a little bit. It was so bad, and they pretended it was good. And they're doing the same thing with her. She was a bum 3 weeks ago. She was a bum. A failed vice president and a failed administration, with millions of people crossing, and she was the border czar. Now they're trying to say she never was the border czar. She had nothing to do with the border. She was the border czar. They're trying to take it. They're deleting it all over the place. They want to take it because we have the worst border in history. And 3.5 years ago, we had the best border.
Oh, yeah. So it's all open against Kamala now at the Turning Point USA. It looks like they're having a conference there. And tell you what, Trump campaign statement on the general election debates came out. President Trump said, given the continued political chaos surrounding crooked Joe Biden and the Democrat Party, general election debate details cannot be finalized until Democrats formally decide on their nominee. There's a strong sense by many in the Democrat Party, namely Barack Hussein Obama, that Kamala Harris is a Marxist fraud who cannot beat President Trump, and they are still holding out for someone better. Therefore, it would be inappropriate to schedule things with Harris because Democrats very well could still change their minds. And that's where many have been putting out information saying it looks like they might switch her out, even though Obama did call and they put her on speakerphone, even though she put the phone to her ear and tried to pretend that she was listening in, even though the phone was on her ear. Yeah, they tried to say that basically Obama's supporting her now. So as Senator Harris was ranked number one most far-left Democrat in the entire Senate, she makes Bernie look like a moderate. She supports free government health care for illegal aliens, abolishing ICE, decriminalizing illegal immigration, mass amnesty for illegals, banning fracking, outlawing private health insurance, defunding the police, forcibly ripping guns out of the hands of the law-abiding citizens. And as vice president, she even cast the tie-breaking vote to cut Medicare by $237 billion. All of this they're trying to do now, even after they tried to take President Trump out. And speaking of that, we have our shirts, guys, available now in Navy. Fight for America with President Trump raising his hand. You'll see that and on the back of the shirt, on the front of the shirt, you'll actually notice that we have the And We Know logo for all to see. And with the 20% of the proceeds for that shirt are going to the, towards the victims of that crime that was committed. And so here's some more that we're hearing from others as far as this wake up across our country.
Kamala Harris, oh, she's running for the vice presidency. I call her Miss Lockupper Brother for when she was the AG in California. A Negro knew, a black man knew that he was dead in the water. He was dead in the water. Matter of fact, you don't need a trial. You might as well go into jail if you appear before her, because she took pride in locking up black folk. And now all of a sudden she's trying to be sister girl. I'm telling it. Check out her record. She locked us up left and right. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Yes, you did, Kamala. Kamala, however I should pronounce it, you did. And now we're supposed to forget all that stuff. And she boasted in California that she was one of the first. I got the tape cued, but my time's up today. One of the first, I showed you Thursday night, to perform a same-sex marriage. Y'all want to see it? You want to see it? Let it rip.
Let the rings exchanged and the vows declared symbolize your commitment, sincerity, and affection.
Yeah.
And may your love never falter.
May your love never falter.
By virtue of the power and authority vested in me by the state of California, I now declare you spouses for life.
Cut, cut, cut. Now that is who supposed to deliver us. Now, are you crazy? I like what Maya Angelou says. She said, when the people show you who they are, believe them. That's Kamala. And let me tell you, anybody who's trying to turn America into Sodom and Gomorrah is not good for this nation. She's not good for the state. And she ain't good for black folk. We need husbands and wives. We need fathers. We need mothers. Men born male, women born female. We need real people.
Ow! All righty. Couldn't said better ourselves there. Getting the crowd worked up. This was probably years ago when he says running for vice president. Imagine what's going on in that place now. And this was on full display, this Sodom and Gomorrah that he preached about, the days of Lot are here. It was happening at the Olympics. I'm going to get into that in a moment, but I want to continue on Kamala just for a little while, just a little while. As folks were giving somebody a hard time, a woman who says she's going to vote for Harris because she's a black woman, and watch what happened in that call, video call with many people there.
Vote for? Let me ask you a question. Would you vote for?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm going to just be real honest with this. She's a black woman.
Yeah. Because they folk, not Kim folk.
Hey. I think it goes back to what somebody was saying, where it's not voting for someone, but majority will vote for somebody else just to.
Hold on. Let me line this out.
I think majority.
Only because she a black woman?
Now, here goes Anton right here.
Yeah.
You don't, do you not see the, how that's a bad idea?
Elaborate.
Okay, so we're in three proxy wars with some of the most powerful leaders in the world. She failed at the border, in which we have an estimation of 15 to 20 million people illegally into this country. That is literally overtaking and bankrupting Chicago to the tune of over $400 million per year, and they are in a deficit. Oakland is going out of business. San Francisco, ditto. California, $65 billion deficit. New York, they're literally cutting trash, in which they are the rattiest, dirtiest city, and they've taken up resources as far as free healthcare, free hotels to the tune of $600 a day. They are literally taking over your schools. Your taxpayer dollars are going to fund the migrant crisis. She was supposed to be in charge of this. We have a failing economy. Every single day I see people getting on the internet talking about $30 an hour is the new minimum wage because inflation is out of control. At one point, it was at almost 10%, depending on what city that you were. She has no policy, no record to stand on. One of the biggest things that she did in her career was lock up more black men than ever before. But we sitting here and voting her in office on identity politics. The very person that she was under as far as the president of the United States of America, she called him racist during a debate, which shows you how fake she is. And the only thing that we can stand on from a policy perspective is whether or not she's black and she's a woman. We did that during the Obama administration, and he didn't do anything for black people. As a matter of fact, y'all complain because the only person that he did, or the only group of people that he really stood for, is the alphabet community, and that's his landmark thing that he's still standing on today.
The alphabet community, in case you're wondering, I had to think about that for just a second, is the LGBTQ, ABCDFG, HIJKLMNOP.
So the only thing that we have to stand on is identity politics. That didn't work with Tiffany Henyard in Dalton, Illinois. It didn't work with Karen Bass. It didn't work with Lori Lightfoot in Chicago. It didn't work with Brandon Johnson that then took over her position in Chicago. It didn't work with Andre Dickens in Atlanta. It didn't work with Eric Adams in New York. It doesn't work across the country. Every single Democratic city is a hellhole.
Alrighty. They are starting to get stronger and stronger. I don't think we would have saw anything like this years ago, folks. I mean, there is a wake-up call happening across the board. I mean, if you go to the Intel board, Q, sometimes you can't tell the public the truth. You must show them. Only then will people find the will to change. See, as we continue to learn and we watch and we start talking to others and start sharing things, and before you know it, people start recording videos like this.
Y'all talk about educated people or whatever. Camila's not as educated as you think she is because she just said something I believe she shouldn't have never said. I don't know who she was talking to or whatever is on the feed. I don't know how to show it to you. I don't know how to bring it up. But she said the only reason that Donald Trump wasn't prosecuted is because you can't charge a sitting president with a crime.
If you're not listening, if you're what? Just listening and not watching, she's making faces like, wait a minute.
A sitting president? She just lost this race. She told too much.
She told too much. A sitting president? Huh. Makes you wonder because all these dudes are no longer seeking a second term if you're looking at your screen. All the different Bidens, the different masks, the different people that they put out in front of everyone. And to tell you, you know, many people were catching on to even how tall this guy was the other day. Remember we showed you in the last video, the new guy they brought out was just super tall. And then you have President Trump saying stuff like this.
We like our nine justices the way they are. We don't want to have 17. I've heard numbers 21. 21 sounds like a great number.
17. He just happened to throw out the letter Q for all of us to see. And of course, then Dr. Russell McGregor caught this massive proof for normies. President Trump just posted this on Truth Social. Q1827 discusses tales from the FBI crypt. Well, President Trump posted this, tales from the crypt. Interesting, because if you go to tales from the FBI crypt, which was put out for us on August 9th, 2018, well, it's interesting because August 9th, 2018, all shows the Clintons, tales from the FBI crypt, where, of course, they're hiding the Clinton emails, they're burying the bodies, and then you've got this Deadpool guy sitting on popcorn. Well, isn't it interesting, because this weekend, I believe, is when the new Deadpool movie came out, and just to let you know, side note, I don't watch Deadpool. I had several people try to tell me to watch it years ago. I sat down and probably made it through the first 2 minutes, and I couldn't do it anymore because of the sickness that comes from that movie, the demonic stuff that comes from that movie, and I've got people that beg to differ with me, but it just, I couldn't handle the amount of just nastiness that was coming out of his mouth. But anyway, only logical explanation is that the deep state knows that a big boom will be dropped soon. It doesn't matter anymore. More censorship plus detention equals more eyes on. Critical mass. This can no longer be contained. Are you comfy? Previews are over. Showtime. And that what is playing out for us every single day. And it's enough to make your blood pressure go up a little bit, and especially when you saw stuff play out from the Olympics, which I'm going to show you later on, like this, the occult Antichrist symbolism on full display, and them playing out the four horsemen, and the headless people, and the LGBT community, and the Baphomet, and the eating of, humans, and going against Jesus Christ in the painting, showing the Last Supper, and more. Yeah, we really need to watch our health through all this. You know, all of this strange occurrences happening worldwide make you just really want to tap into your health physically and spiritually. Are you ready to take control of your health and boost your energy? Well, guess what? BrightCore's all-natural, powerful supplements are for you. BrightCore with, and we know, your go-to source for premium health products designed to elevate your wellness journey. You'll feel revitalized every day with the unique blends packed with nutrients and superfoods. You'll say goodbye to fatigue and hello to vibrant health. Whether you're looking to enhance your immune system or support digestion, they've got you covered. Kimchi One is one of the many products they show that will slow your aging, rejuvenate your skin, promote hair growth, and is a wonderful fermented nutrition. It simply cleans your gut, which has trillions of bacteria, both good and bad. Kimchi One will help maintain a healthy digestive system, support nutrient absorption, and bolster the immune system. So there's a special phone call that you can make with the only OCK discount if you call 888-317-9941 right now and tell them LT sent you. That's 888-317-9941. 317-9941. That number is below this video in the description box. Your health is your greatest asset. Get your Kimchi One and other products from them today. Don't wait. Transform your health now.
I used to believe everything I'd see on the news, but that's before I discovered a brain.
A brain is meant for everyday use. Those living with moderate to severe stupidity have seen immediate improvement in common sense with a brain.
I thought the government had my best interests at heart. And then a friend told me about a brain.
Talk to your doctor about what news sources you obey. A brain may also lower your desire to take life-altering advice from celebrities.
Getting lectured about my carbon footprint from people with three private jets used to make sense. But thanks to a brain, now I can think for myself every day. When my disregard for third grade biology began to flare up, I knew it was time for a brain.
Do not try a brain if you're allergic to a brain. Common side effects may include accountability, discernment, homeschooling your kids, a better understanding of economics, awareness of the stupidity of socialism, and diarrhea.
For tethering yourself to reality, the only no-brainer is choosing a brain. Ask your doctor if a brain is right for you.
For more information, visit tryabrain.com.
Oh, it kind of makes me think of that song from The Wizard of Oz. You guys remember that one? If I only had a brain. Dun, 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 dun. All right, here we go.
8 billion people
are being controlled by 100 families.
Who are these families?
These are the elite oligarchs that control the planet. They literally run us. They tell us what to do, hear, see, smell, taste, touch, feel, where we can go, where we can't go. They're running us. Governments are put in place to work for the people, but they got it flipped and they got us working for them.
Right.
And telling us what they're going to do to us if we don't listen to them. That's the opposite of what it's supposed to be. The reason why the world it is today, why we have this boot on our neck, is because of us. We are the problem. They're sharks. A shark smells blood, a shark attacks.
Right.
A shark is going to be a shark. How come we as 8 billion people haven't stopped falling for these divide and conquer tactics and stopped fighting each other over the scraps and realize who the real enemy is? While we're fighting each other, they're just cutting up the pie and laughing at us. Left wing, right wing, all the same bird. There's no such thing as a Democrat or Republican. The only thing that does exist, like I say, is a group of elite oligarchs that torture men, women, and children worldwide. That exists. Democrat and Republican doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist. And so all of this playing out, of course, more people waking up. And here's Mike Tyson on a radio show letting them have it.
I'm voting for Trump. So what's somebody's going to do about it?
I don't think anybody. I mean, I'm going to disagree with you.
Oh, yeah, but I'm just talking about so what?
Yeah, does it make you feel weird that
no,
people...
so what?
Do people... Why is it people care about your opinion so much? Is that weird to you that people freak out about your opinion?
No, they believe I have a lot of followers, this and that, but this is my opinion. This is what I believe. Am I going to say, yeah, man, let's go for cops killing niggas? No.
Right.
Okay? But if I like Donald Trump and I want to vote for him, I'm going to do it. So what? What are you going to do? Shoot me? Beat me up?
No,
I don't
stop.
Think so.
Mm-hmm. So what? I've got an opinion, and I'm going to let them know. And you know, it's interesting because years ago in 2015, if you had any type of support for Trump, bumper stickers and all that stuff in your yard, remember all the vandalism and the hate that was coming towards those that supported Trump? Well, man, it's playing out now. And even in New York City, guys are saying, look, I'm wearing my MAGA hat and people don't say a word to me anymore. It's really, really interesting how this is working.
I will create a new federal task force on fighting anti-Christian bias. And its mission will be to investigate all forms of illegal discrimination, harassment, and persecution against Christians in America. The weaponization of law enforcement is the greatest threat to freedom in our country, and nobody knows it better than me. I think I know it better than anybody. The reason Biden, Harris, and their thugs are so desperate to stop us is that they know that we are the only ones who can stop them. We are the only ones that can stop them. This is a movement, Make America Great Again, MAGA, the likes of which our country has never seen before.
So amazing that he mentions the persecution of Christians and how he's going to support in that area. And the whole ceremony that was playing out in the Olympics was anti-Christian. That's right. We're going to get to that in a moment. Again, I wanted to show you some more from this pastor here.
Any man that can get shot and get back on his feet and show defiance and say, fight as a man, that moved me. Praise the Lord. That's moving. That's powerful. Especially in this day now where men are now painting their fingernails. See brothers in GQ, basketball players with dresses on. We got purses, call them man bags, and all these other things. And in many ways, we refer to these things as masculine. We're watching the feminization of men. And then when you see a man handle a thing like a man, you're almost offended by it. You don't know how to interpret it. Let us pray that God would touch us and vote any way you choose to. I pray that you look at the issues, pray, and let the Lord use you. But saints, we don't celebrate that kind of a thing.
We don't celebrate that kind of a thing. Is he spewing out hatred? No. Is he telling the truth? Yes, because it is a sickness. And he's not saying we don't love on those folks. He's just pointing out the truth that once you start allowing it to be known as something that is okay, then you can't imagine what will happen across the entire United States and the earth. And so in that, I'm heading over to the Olympics opening ceremony, trending across all social media was this picture of a, I've shown you a picture of a video that actually had a guy dressed up with a beard and long hair, acting like a woman in a dress, dancing. They had men, three men together holding each other on the stairs. They had a woman with her head cut off singing. And then they had the horseman, right? The horseman here, the pale horse, walking on water. Walking on water is a clear symbol of the Antichrist counterfeiting Jesus Christ walking on water. Revelation 6:8, so I looked and behold a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was death, and Hades followed with him. And power was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with the sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. Who put this together? Why did they have to put it together? Why did they have to show such a thing? You head over to the bull that was placed over the Olympics. You've got the Baphomet, the idolatry worship of the golden calf, is seen as a rejection of faith or apostasy. And there's Snoop Dogg, the one that's worshipped by so many that they all think he's just this great guy. Loves the Baphomet. It's got him wrapped around his neck. And then you head over to the parties that they have, the elites, as they put a human on flowers as if they're going to eat the human. And then this guy right here, this man, this artist, I guess he's a 42-year-old actor, in the flowers, debauchery for all to see. ALX said, I thought the DNC convention was next month. So as you were watching this, as I showed you in the intro, they did a mockery of the Last Supper like you see in the painting. Part of that mockery would be, as you see this, a child. A child, plain transgender, surrounded by trannies. And they mock the Christians. They won't mock the Muslims. You won't see them with Muhammad and a little 8-year-old bride mocking that. No, you won't see them with the Buddha mocking Buddha. No, Hindus. No, no. There's just one specific, not religion, but relationship that we have with God. We belong to Christ. We are believers in Christ. And it's the one group they can't stand. Why? Because we have the Holy Spirit, we have the light, and the darkness hates the light. And the darkness hates that they're being exposed around the earth, and they're losing. And they want to instill fear on the masses. As a matter of fact, if you head over to another part of this ceremony, you'll notice that they had a balloon that went over the Statue of Liberty. As it went across the Statue of Liberty, you see the statue just all completely blown up, beat up, as it's been shot in the face, the arm, ripped up garments, and more. What are they trying to share with us? Interesting. If you guys do some research into the Statue of Liberty, you'll find out a lot more about this statue and how it has references, and it's similar to the paintings that are put out there of Lucifer, that this would actually be a male dressed up with a dress. And a lot of people are going to be offended by that. I'm just telling you, do your research. You'll be surprised at what you find. And of course, as they have the lights showing up here, Julian's rum, of course, no satanic ceremony is complete without the sigil of Lucifer. For Paris 2024. There it is, right in front of your face. Right in front of your face for all to see. All of this is being played out. What we're witnessing, exactly what happened at the fall of Rome. Widespread immorality, widespread acceptance of same-sex relationships. In fact, it became preferred back in Rome before it fell. All religions were accepted except one, Christianity. It's the end of an empire. Shocking similarities between America today and I'd say a lot of countries today and the end of the Roman Empire. I pulled this from somebody else and saw the words, and I thought it'd be important to share. this is what happened in Rome, and tell me if you see them going on in America and other countries. And I'm reading from this. America, folks, we've seen a lot of bad things going on in America, but I will say this. There is hope for our country. I've seen a lot of people come back to the Lord and living in prayer and surrendering to Him and His will. But back then, at the fall of Rome, over half of Rome was living on doles or government assistance. In other words, over half of Rome was on welfare. Number two, Rome began an open border policy. The Germanic tribes began pouring in, taking over the land and what jobs there were. They took over all the jobs, and they were eventually bankrupted. Sounds familiar? Number three, they built coliseums to distract people with sports. They didn't want you to see what they were doing. They didn't want you to see what was going on, so they built bigger and bigger and bigger arenas, coliseums. And do you know who was speaking out against it? The Christians. So you know what they did? They put the Christians in the middle of the Colosseum, and they fed them to the lions while everybody celebrated. And then they had widespread immorality, including the widespread acceptance of same-sex relationships. In fact, it became preferred in the acceptance of all gods. All religions were accepted except one. You got it. Christianity. Could America or other countries be on the same decline? Why do they put this symbolism in front of us? Could it be a wake-up call to take everyone to the precipice where they just basically choke on so many things that are demonic and they finally wake up?
Your problem is not technology. The problem is you. You lack the will to change.
Then help us change.
I cannot change your nature. You treat the world as you treat each other.
But every civilization reaches a crisis point eventually.
Most of them don't make it.
Yours did. How?
Our sun was dying. We had to evolve in order to survive.
So it was only when your world was threatened with destruction that you became what you are now?
Yes.
Well, that's where we are. You say we're on the brink of destruction, and you're right. But it's only on the brink that people find the will to change. Only at the precipice do we evolve.
Only at the precipice. Only at the edge when all the demonic forces are out there in full force against the truth. When all the lies continue to be exposed and everyone's put on the edge, then people have the will to finally wake up. And I tell you, at the very end of that ceremony, they took that flag and what did they do? They raise it. And they put it up, and it was upside down, showing you exactly how this world is turning upside down. I'm going to show you some more from the 2012 Olympics. It seems like every time you have an Olympics in Europe, some strange things that they share with us in our mind, and eventually they come true. We'll get that in a minute. AndWeKnow.com is where we're at, folks. You can go to our website, Truth, Hope, Faith, and Freedom. You'll find that we have all of our videos there. If you want to reach out to Kirk Elliott, we've got the link right there for you to see. We've got all of our videos. We've got our podcast, our fellowship members. Ock merch is right there for you to click on. You can subscribe to our newsletter. Follow our podcast. You'll see all of our interviews are linked together. We just had one with Chris Eriks, Baby Trump, on the mushrooms, changing lives. You don't want to miss that one. It was out yesterday. You'll see that our partners are there. In case you forgot, you're like, you know what? They had a talk with Dr. Shockley. Where is that at? Just go to AndWeKnow.com, scroll down, and you'll see there she is. Just click on that, and you'll be able to reach out to her. Immune Support, LT Pet Club's there, Bright Core's there, Hunter's Blend Coffee, Parker Pastures, EMF Protection, all of those that you're like, man, I forgot where it's located or what video it was on. Well, you just have to go to AndWeKnow.com, and there it is for you. And folks, if you're looking for gear, don't forget that we've got these new garden flags, limited edition, summer color. We know that you'll love it, and we've got the Fight for America tees and also the new shirt with the American flag right there. The guy that I have standing on the rock with the waves parting, holding that American flag. We've got so many accessories for you. We've got the sweatshirts and hoodies, the hats, tees, and tanks at shop.andweknow.com. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear. folks, has promised to show you this. Remember this death standing up with basically it looks like a vaccine in his hand in 2012 Olympics. Remember how that played out for all to see?
Which is a huge hit for him.
And so we had the children sitting in the beds with the nurses, almost as if the children were not going to have their parents anymore. Well, what would have the parents disappear? Well, it would probably be if they got filled with a bunch of jabs. And then you got NHS. Interesting, huh? And then you've got all the nurses dancing. Remember when they did all the dancing to mock everyone during COVID? It's almost like they knew COVID was coming. They're dancing and they're celebrating and they're looking forward to this vaccine that's going to show up, that's going to scare the world and have everybody in bed. And then they would have the coronavirus, which is the shape that you can see all around the stadium. They wanted us to know, because it's pre-programming, what they had planned years prior. They do this, just like they did with the ceremony at this year's Olympics. All planned out. And somebody actually told us about that. A guy that, is attacked by the mainstream media. A guy that mainstream media wants everybody to hate, you know. And his name happens to be Putin. But look what he said about all of this a long time ago. This cannot ignore the fact that Russia cannot be defeated. That's why they carry on with their information attacks. That's why they, first of all, targeting the young generations, lying on every step. They never cease with attacks on our culture, our Orthodox Church, or other religious organizations. Look at what they're doing with their own people. They're destroying the institution of family, their culture's historical identity, and various perversions. And with regard to children, up to pedophilia are accepted as the new norm. And priests are forced to recognize and officiate same-sex weddings. People have the rights to live the way they want. Nobody intrudes upon private life. Nobody wants to do that. But I want to say is maybe that they should take a look into the scripture, into the holy book of any great religion. It says that the family is a union between a woman and a man. Huh. And so, that's playing out for all to see. We move forward to a visit from this guy. This guy, Bibi Netanyahu. He gave a speech in the U.S. Senate, live on camera. He turned around and he gave a look to this guy who put his hand around the ring finger. Many were catching on to this and wondering, does it have a meaning? They don't hide it. The same Satan worshipers are the ones trying to start World War III. This concerns all of us greatly when they start doing this symbolism stuff with their ring finger and more. President Trump, when he met with Netanyahu, he squeezed his hand pretty hard and pulled him in, and he actually put his hand over the hand of Bibi Netanyahu, positioned over that in a dominant position. Both hands are over his in what can only be seen as a very unnatural way to give a handshake. Trump's demeanor is notable. He's the leader of the world, and everyone knows it. I believe this is playing out one step at a time, and here's a reminder of what President Trump said about Netanyahu.
He was going to blow up our installations all over, kill many people, many, many people, and wounded people beyond recognition. And Israel was going to do this with us, and it was being planned. And
he's talking about taking out a terrorist. Remember, President Trump took one out, and the Israel was supposed to help out.
Working on it for months, and now we had everything all set to go. And the night before it happened, I got a call that Israel will not be participating in this attack. Nobody's heard this story before, but I like to tell it to Club 47 because you've been so loyal and so beautiful. And I said, I said, what does this mean? We're working on it with them. Why? They're not, they didn't tell us why, sir, but they're not doing it. This was a day before. I said, I don't like that. That's not good. I looked at one of my generals who's fantastic, a warrior. I'm telling you, we have unbelievable military, unbelievable warriors. Just not the guys you see on television. They're real stiffs, real dopes. But these guys are warriors. They don't want to be on television. They want to win fights, okay? They want to win battles. And I said to him, General, what do you want to do? Sir, we can do whatever you'd like to do, sir. We can finish it ourselves, sir, if you'd like. I said, well, do we need them? Not at all, sir. I said, so what do you want to do, General? Sir, we have it under control if you want to do it. If you don't want to do it, we understand. Whatever you say, sir, is okay with us. I said, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
And so anyway, it was interesting because he actually exposed Netanyahu for not supporting America. With all support that we give them, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to let you guys in on something. So we're going to keep our eyes on this. You guys let us know below the video what you think is playing out. Because it's very interesting that Netanyahu continues to have permission to come into the U.S. Senate and give these speeches. I just trying to stay on top of all of this, trying to figure out who's the good guy, who's the bad guy, and how this is all playing out. But I tell you what, we've done some information back in October last year, three videos in a row of what I think was playing out when they let the border stay open, one of the toughest borders in the world. And I had some theories, and we did some research, and we started realizing, is everything playing out the way it's supposed to? Well, it's going to be hard to wake everyone up to the truth on how this plays out. One of those that had something to say recently about the enemy and their plans and how President Trump helped them was Ben Carson. Check this out.
But I contracted it. I almost died. I was on the verge of death. The only thing that saved me...
He's talking about COVID-19.
...was I was able to get the monoclonal antibody before it was okayed by the FDA because he signed the papers to allow me to be able to do that. And he reminds me all the time. He says, you saved all those kids, but I saved you. But... he called every day to ask how I was doing. He always was looking after me. And he looks after us because he cares about us. He was already as famous as anybody can be in the world. He already had a ton of money. He didn't have to do this. He loves the United States of America. He loves each one of us.
And while this is all playing out, basically it's a reminder that, you guess what? President Trump allowed me to go out and seek some support medically for myself, and I went out and did it. He didn't force me to take a jab. He had guys out there that were hoping that everyone would get it. There was a journalist who attacked anti-vaxxers. He died unexpectedly at 43 years old. Prominent journalist. Smeared and attacked the anti-vaxxers over their views about COVID mRNA shots. He died unexpectedly. Matt Driscoll. Driscoll's sudden death was announced by TNT. Remember, Driscoll was out there telling Aaron Rodgers, the NFL star. Rodgers repeated popular conspiracy theories about COVID vaccines, cited a number of discredited sources, and he claimed he was being canceled and censored for doing his own research. And then he said, I swear to God, it's like performance art at this point. That was put out January 10th of this year, 2024. And he's gone. Can he come back and let us know that he was wrong? Can he come back and say, hey, guys, man, I messed up. I shouldn't have taken those things. And now I'm gone. And I just got to warn you. Nope. Once they're gone, that's it. And we remind folks, because if you go to COVID-BC excess deaths on Telegram, he's got 38,000 subscribers now. They collect all these from social media, showing you like this one here. My family and I are heartbroken to announce the sudden passing of our beautiful wife and mother. A loss of words. Died suddenly. You just scroll down and you'll find Other people, like Victoria Surfer, die suddenly during surf session with loved ones in Tofino. A young guy. It's always somebody just a super young looking. Another one, bragging about getting their jab. And then they said, I never thought I'd be in a position to post something like this. Most family and closer friends have been notified this past Sunday. Unexpectedly passed away. That person was bragging on social media. And then on social media to the world, they said, that person died suddenly. One after another. And this goes, guys, 2,500 deep that I haven't even checked. Young people, guy born in 1984, stay home, get your jab. And next thing you know, he's gone. And it's hard, right? I mean, it's difficult. We've been going through this over and over again, but it's just the reminder of so many lives that have been lost. So many people that have been to funerals that can't have their family member back. So many that were fooled by this. And they're all starting to drop one at a time. RFK Jr. just said that Trump will soon announce that in his next term, he will authorize the federal government to purchase 1 million Bitcoin as a strategic reserve asset. This is huge. Trump has the crypto vote guaranteed. He said, quote, I understand that tomorrow President Trump may announce his plan to authorize the U.S. government to buy 1 million Bitcoin as a strategic reserve asset. And I applaud the announcement. This was at a Bitcoin conference. Interesting, because we talk about things like this with Dr. Kirk Elliott. We have another one coming out July 28th, this Sunday. Bank failures, political chaos, Middle East tension, control by fear with CrowdStrike. We got into that. Gold and silver are thriving at times like this, and you just don't want to miss this. Great update that Dr. Elliott puts out for all of us to see. Here's a clip from that just for your, just to get you ready.
That you buy or whatever, and it's not just 2 days, but it's a week or maybe a month or maybe a year or maybe 3.5 years or maybe forever, right? It's like, what? How in the world? You know, so to me, it may have been a test, right? So here's where this kind of chaos and mayhem starts to strike fear into people, right? So what else creates fear? Acts of terror, right? So I'm putting together some different puzzle pieces.
And so he takes a puzzle piece talking about CrowdStrike, bank failures, political chaos, and he paints it all together so we see exactly what the enemy continues to try to do behind the scenes. You can reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott and have these conversations that I do at amweknow.com/gold. He'll take you through and help you out with your precious metals, investments, and more. It's absolutely brilliant. You don't want to miss it. Dr. Penn Garson was actually with Tucker Carlson recently also having a discussion about President Trump and this recent assassination attempt.
They call it the swamp, but Kenny and I call it the cesspool, because the swamp at least has some good things in it.
Yeah, it does. It's true.
It's pretty bad, and it's going to require a lot of work to get us back to a point of trustworthiness in the government. And I think that's the reason that the swamp or the cesspool is so frightened of Donald Trump, because he's not a creature that was born there, that was raised there, that accepts and understands their ways. And you can't have a disruptor like that to come into your home and to disrupt it. And that's what they're afraid of. And that's why they will do anything to keep him out of the White House.
Well, including shooting him.
Including shooting him.
What do you make of that? I mean, you obviously you're in the cabinet. You had Secret Service protection. You've been around this a lot. How could that have happened?
Well, it would require the grossest incompetence and negligence that anyone can imagine, or some intentionality. It's hard to explain it any other way.
Yep, they can't stand him. Swamp can't stand him. And I think the biggest reason is because he wants to protect our children. Trump on day one said he'll sign. He'll sign a new executive order to cut federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory.
Sign a new executive order to cut federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory, transgender insanity, and other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content onto the lives of our children. Thank you. It's true. Save our kids is right. Save our kids is right. And you're right. Thank you. And I will not give one penny to any school that has a vaccine mandate or a mask mandate. Not a penny. And I will keep men out of women's sports, if that's okay.
How do you think the world feels about that? How do you think the swamp feels about that? How do you think these Satan worshipers at the Olympics feel about that? Yorkshire Lass said after the satanic 33rd Olympic ceremony, that's right, 33, guys. Mm-hmm. You know the connection with that. The Olympic ceremony of worshiping a golden calf in the middle of the stage, a pale horse riding through Paris in front of the Eiffel Tower. God being mocked by them, recreating the Jesus and his disciples in the Last Supper with a bunch of woke men and drag sitting around a table along with a long-bearded guy dressed as a Smurf, being revealed on a silver dinner platter, children in tunnels, headless actors dressed in red with fire, Snoop Dogg wearing a Baphomet necklace, the list goes on. It was obvious that Christians are not welcome and are being attacked by Satanists. The ceremony showed the world they hate God. This is a spiritual war between good and evil, light versus dark, God versus Satan. Of course, I don't think God has to verse Satan. God is in control. I don't like to say God versus Satan. I say Satan angry and hating God and wanting to be above him. Elon Musk posted on X saying this was extremely disrespectful to Christians. For many people, is one of the most disturbing things ever seen on a mainstream broadcast. It was the worst opening ceremony in history. It made people uncomfortable and to see for themselves how evil and satanic the woke West actually is. And last night they went all out. Put on the full armor of God so you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. The golden calf is a significant symbol in the Bible representing idolatry, the abandonment of faith. Stories found in Exodus 22 about the golden calf. Key points. While Moses was on the Mount Sinai receiving the Ten Commandments from God, the Israelites grew impatient and asked Aaron to make gods for them. They took all the gold from the people and fashioned it into a calf. The people proclaimed, "These are your gods, Israel, who brought you out of Egypt." They offered sacrifices to the calf and celebrated with a feast. There's absolutely uproar this morning across all social media around the world with people calling for a satanic Olympics to be boycotted. It was in everyone's face. As hard as it is, we know that you can't tell the people the truth. You have to show them. This will be the last Olympics we are going to see. They even raised the Olympic flags upside down. Babylon has fallen. They are attacking this man for supporting the children, for going against everything that the Olympics is standing for in this opening ceremony. And President Trump said he's going to be going back to Butler, Pennsylvania for a big and beautiful rally honoring the soul of our beloved firefighting hero, Corey, and those brave patriots injured 2 weeks ago. What a day it will be. Fight, fight, fight. Stay tuned for details. Well, that was 45 words posted with 44 spaces. And if you go to 4544, these are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will in this crisis shrink from the service of their country, but he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered, yet we have this consolation with us that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price upon its goods, and it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should be not be highly rated. Thomas Paine. Interesting, because this particular drop, Trump going back to Butler, PA, Stormy Patriot Joe, showed this.
So I was working on some director of the United States Secret Service for tonight's show. And lo and behold, Donald Trump tweets something that falls right into it. So look where he's going. He's going right on back to Butler, PA for a big, beautiful rally. Okay. He even puts fight, fight, fight on it. That hits the previous cue. All right. So he tweets this out. News. He's going to give details soon. So look for the new rally. But he puts this out at 420. Okay. Drop the zero. Q42. We serve at the pleasure of the president, Donald J. Trump. Okay. Director of United States Secret Service. Director is appointed by and serves at the pleasure of the President of the United States. We will go through this and much more.
That is a great connection. I just love seeing that. Here's something from President Trump.
We're going to be talking a little bit about a wonderful thing called religion tonight. Is that okay? A little bit more than normal, and that's good. That's really good. And I just want to say hello to everybody and to Turning Point for the fantastic job that Turning Point does. Thank you very much, Turning Point. This is a great group. This is from corner to corner. This room is packed, and there are a lot of people outside. But we have to forget about them, right? We just have to be. It's the way life goes. But I'm thrilled to be back with so many proud, hardworking American patriots who believe in faith and family, God and country. Thank you very much. And we want to thank each and every one of the believers in this room for your prayers and your incredible support. I really did appreciate it. Something was working, that we know. Something was working, so I thank you very much. And I stand before you tonight thanks to the power of prayer and the grace of Almighty God.
Power of prayer and the grace of Almighty God. You know, we pray for his protection just about every show. And I hope you guys are out there praying also for our country and more. And I saw this video out there for us as we close today. I thought you guys would enjoy it. As we enter the end of this video, here we go.
This is my country, and I'm going to do good for it. Just might work. We'll never know unless we give it a fair try. Oh, yeah, and there's one other thing I'll say tomorrow, because I say it every day of my life. God bless America.
Land that I love, stand beside.
I wonder if we'd see anything like that from all of Hollywood today. John Rich was recently talking about the things that he's noticed here recently.
You watch some of these big concerts and music videos,
where they are putting satanic symbolism right in your face. For instance, Grammy Award performances where people are literally coming out wearing satanic symbols, carrying out mock seances, but I mean, it looked pretty real to me. In between their hit songs, they'll come out as just part of the production of the show. It's art. It's just art. Go look at, there's a rapper named Lil Nas. When you see him.
Well, I don't want to show you this part, but you already know about Lil Nas and the demonic stuff that he's involved in. And I'll also show you this from somebody that a lot of the young folks worship, a person named Billie Eilish.
It's a gift called discernment.
Listen, the Christians in the comment section.
And so these are disturbing images, but I'm just showing you because if you have any of your kids or grandkids that listen to Billie Eilish, when she has concerts, she bends over backwards like this in that satanic pose. And she's mocking Christians because they're calling her out and saying, hey, you're worshiping Satan. And then in interviews, I'm not going to have her read this, but she said, the biggest rumor, though, is now that I sold my soul to Satan. And yet in her videos, she's always walking as if she is a fallen angel. She says, I've always had really bad nightmares. It's really bad sometimes. I had the same recurring nightmare for 2 months. It was the same dream. It was really just like, it messed me up for the whole 2 months and it affected me in my life. It affected the way that I viewed things and how I was, you know, talking to people and how I was thinking. And like, it was just different. And it was because of my dreams changing me as a person. As I was when I was younger, you know, I used to have them all the time. And if you're looking at your screen, the videos that she's in, the music that she sings, and the stuff that she's involved in, you'll know she's being tormented day and night. These people across the earth are now realizing sometimes you can't tell the public the truth. You have to show them. Only then will the people find the will to change. The things that were hidden, the evil that was hidden, is now out in front for all to see. And people are starting to realize, wait a minute, how much evil is out there? How much evil are we watching happen in politicians? We're learning there's no left or right. There's rhinos and Democrats. We're realizing that Celine Dion, who had an opening act at the French Satanic Olympics, she opened up with a gender-neutral clothing line. Remember, out of Tel Aviv, with clothes displaying the word New Order and goat head displays. There's a reason they chose Celine and someone like Lady Gaga to represent these people at the Olympics. They are complicit in the agenda. They're involved in adrenochrome, which is the terrible system set up with drugs. And there's her clothing line, if you guys are looking at that on your screen. The French Olympics are littered with Satanists. Folks are starting to wake up. They're showing it to the face, and everyone who has, even those they have nothing to do with, oh, I'm not involved in any religion. Well, they must realize this stuff is coming from somewhere. And the only way that they can have the beast riding on a horse is from the Word of God. The only way that they can know who Satan is from the Word of God. The only way they can know what the Baphomet is and the bull, the golden bull, is from the Word of God. You're not going to find it anywhere else. And what's the one thing that they mock? The one thing that points out to who they are and what they belong to and who they worship? They worship the creation rather than the Creator. They're attacking the very Word of God. And Jesus Christ became the word of God became flesh and walked among us, right? Jesus Christ. So in the end, no matter how much they try to mock those who belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, in Psalms 111:1, we say, "Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation."
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for your constant love and support of all of those who cry out to you. Thank you for hearing our prayers. It's amazing how all of the enemy is continuing to be exposed. You've shown us through your word that they would not be able to last that long in worshiping the creation rather than the creator. That you even in Romans chapter 1 reminded us that you would give them up to those things that they would lust after. And the result of that is so evil. We hope and pray that those that have seen these ceremonies, that those that are waking up to all of the evil that's around them, that they would come to you through your word and have a relationship with your Son, our Savior, Christ, Yeshua. And we just ask that you would continue to provide protection for those that are involved in this wake-up of this entire earth. We pray for the protection of President Trump and his family and those on the front lines in this battle. We ask all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for your support. We had to get this out. I know it's Saturday, but wanted to make sure that you guys got this. I might be traveling again this Monday, so I'm not sure if we can get a video out on Monday. So, again, thank you for your prayers. And we ask you to hit the subscribe button and the follow button and the like button. We really appreciate that. And we covet your prayers as we get closer and closer to the a big event here in August for us. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Am We Know. Signing out.